Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bryce and Mac with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Queensland's LNP government is set to inject $33 billion into the public health system in the next financial year's budget, a 10% increase on last year's funding. More than $18 billion is earmarked for health infrastructure over the next 5 years, including new facilities like the Coomera Hospital and upgrades to Redcliffe and Townsville hospitals. The plan will deliver over 2,600 new hospital beds under the Hospital Rescue Plan and expand workforce entitlements, midwife-to-patient rations, and women's health services. Treasurer David Janetsky says this budget honours pre-election commitments by providing world-class healthcare close to home, with an extra $6.5 billion added to operational funding across the next 4 years. Queensland will streamline its foreign investor tax relief process to attract global capital for housing and agriculture ahead of the 2032 Olympics. The move responds to industry complaints that land tax surcharge and delays were stifling investments in high-density projects. Economists warn it won't fix Queensland's rising debt, forecast to hit $218 billion by 2028 without major spending cuts. Treasurer David Janetsky says the state can still deliver essential services and reduce debt by cutting large capital projects and targeting cost of living relief. In national news, flights heading to the Middle East have been diverted or cancelled amidst rising conflict, with many flights from Australia already been impacted. Two Virgin flights operated by Qatar and three Qatar Airways flights from Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth have been diverted. The flights are set to land in other countries out of impacted airspace, including India and Singapore. This airspace closure is due to a US airbase in Qatar was attacked by Iranian missiles.
The federal government has adopted a new equation to calculate the impact of bovine burps on global warming. The CSIRO's new Australia-focused equation to calculate grain-fed cattle greenhouse gas output shows it is actually 56% lower over the last 5 years than previously believed. It's a revelation that farmers and feedlotters nationwide are welcoming, as it more accurately reflects the industry's true impact on the environment. The original figures came from a 50-year-old US-made calculation known as the Moe and Tyrrell equation. And in international news, the wreckage of the Bayesian superyacht has been pulled from the water one year after it sank in a storm, killing seven of its billionaire passengers, their family and crew. With the wreck recovered, prosecutors will be able to have it examined for physical evidence as to how the multi-million dollar yacht fared so badly in the storm. Salvage operations began in May but was delayed after one diver was killed in an underwater incident while scrapping the ship. And for your weather today, Brisbane is looking as foggy as Silent Hill or Toowoomba. Take your pick. Small showers are expected throughout the day as well, so keep aware of that. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to sit around 3, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.